Tamo and Pask threw themselves down side by side, fumbling to load up their slings. Skipper in the second rank stood forward, shafts drawn back upon tautened bowstrings, and sent a hail of arrows zipping down into the masked vermin. From where they lay, the first rank twirled their slings and added to the salvo. Then every beast in the Red Wall army grabbed for one of the spears lying on the ground between the ranks. Tamo, Pask and Riffle, like many others, did not have a proper spear, but the long ash poles with fire-hardened points served just as well. Staves, spears, pikes and javelins bristled to the fore all along the line. The rapscallions were completely taken by surprise. They had expected their opponents to stand and defend the ridge, not to mount a countercharge with spears. Many a vermin heart quailed then as the war cry of Salamandastron's long patrol cut the air. The Red Waller's charge broke the rapscallion advance. Drums from below and the rift pounded out the retreat, calling the vermin back. Damning Warfang estimated that he had lost 60 in the first assault. The Red Wallers had lost about half that number. Slightly more than he had expected, but the Great Rat was satisfied. Now that he had tested his enemies, he knew their strength, also their weakness. However, the First Blade was surprised at his adversary. For peaceful abbey dwellers, they showed great ferocity in fighting and much cunning in their manoeuvres. Despite this, he was confident they would be unable to resist the might of his full army. Arvin sat still as a mole plastered boiled herbs through a deep graze in his side, lifting one paw up to allow the healer better access to his wound. The mole stopped bandaging, blinking at the sight in the valley below. Damag Warfang was standing on the grassy sward, with his entire army formed up behind him.
Whoa, lag-a-day, sir! Lucky, 'tis a terrible sight!
It was indeed terrible and impressive. Almost 1,000 well-armed vermin lined in columns, flags streaming, drums beating, with the Great Rat in full armour, sword drawn, out in front. Logalog stopped sharpening his rapier tip on a whetstone and glanced quizzically at Major Perigord.
What do you suppose Warfang's up to now?
The Hare viewed the scene below dispassionately.
Trying to frighten us with a show of force. What else? That was only half their blinking number he threw at us in the first charge.
Sergeant Torgok saluted with his pace stick.
Shall I stand the troops ready for action again, sir?
Perigord sheathed his blade and started downhill.
I think not, son. The Blighter obviously wants to parley. Ha! We're all supposed to be trembling in our fur at the sight of his force. I expect he wants us to jolly well surrender.
Arvin's voice echoed the Major's final words incredulously.
Surrender?
Ter and Turi, the Long Patrol twins, helped Arvin upright.
Ha! That gentle fellow, lad!
About a third of the way downhill, Perigord halted, calling out.
I take it you've got something to say, rat. Well, spit it out and be quick about it. A chap can't dally here all day, what?